This is Football Heritage.
Testing 1, 2. Welcome to the Indomie episode. I was going to say 1 minute man episode, but they said I should be watching my jokes.
Jokes are terrible.
I know, that's the plan. Yes, since you people must listen to this joke. What do you call a trophy-less club Wi-Fi?
I don't know if they can hear you.
What do you call a trophy-less club's Wi-Fi?
He's going to say Tottenham Hotspots.
I'll
spare you all the joke.
Don't ruin
Corey.
It.
Yeah, don't, we are wasting my
Anyways,
time.
Welcome to Inamba Season 2,
Episode 5.
We are doing things. But moving on.
Sorry, this episode is coming late. Yeah, that's...
Blame
this,
education.
Yeah, school is... This one is not... School is kicking my ass. I'm literally stealing time from school because I love Adam.
Oh.
Fuck you. Let's talk fast.
How are you? I'm fine.
Don't ask
Where's
me how I
book?
Am.
Leave me. I have things to say.
I'm fine.
I don't know how to say it, like, because as a United fan, last Tuesday did not exist. We are talking about the Premier League. Nothing more. If you want to talk about the Champions League,
if you people were here, remember when Adam said that they were going to beat the young boys? That Rashford will feed the young boys.
As we are not Pope now.
Lingard fed the young boys.
In Rashford's absence.
I've never... I beg.
Moving on, I beg. I don't want to talk about
what it. A club. Well, same Lingard fed them, though. It's been a topsy-turvy week for them.
That's not... Talking about the UCL, it finally happened. MNM.
Mm-hmm.
Messi, Mbappe, Neymar.
Did they win?
They play 1-1. Club Brugge said...
We're going to talk about Messi and PSG. Mm-hmm. It is well. It
is well.
What happened? They drew 1-1. Then what did they do in the league? They won 1-0?
They won 2-1. They were losing 1-0 and took
off Messi. And then they won.
And then they won.
Mm-hmm.
They had a penalty while Messi was on the pitch.
Who took
and
it?
Neymar played it. Neymar did not even... Neymar just carried the ball, go play. I'm like...
The team is giving egos.
Yeah.
The team is giving clash of egos.
Yeah, it's like the team with Neymar and Cavani.
It's not... I don't know that that's going to be like what happens in the end, but there's a lot of big personalities and I'm also concerned that Poch might not have enough sauce to coach those boys.
Poch is just there like... What do
but
I
then
do?
Who can though?
Who can coach?
What are you... Players? Are you trying to get them to play a certain tactical style? It's fucking Neymar
and Messi
and Mbappe.
What do you want to tell them?
They'll make things happen whether you want the things to happen or not. So like, you want to tell them you pass the ball in triangle,
open up, create triangles.
It's like when Greenwood and Bruno and Pogba try to tell Ronaldo
to
where
press.
To go.
What was this? Greenwood, they point, say Ronaldo.
Oh God,
Ronaldo,
I'm
like,
dead. It was
what?
Too funny. Like,
what's this?
Anyway,
I was like, when
United have put you people in up and down. Man City, did they lose? No, they drew, yeah?
They drew
Southampton. Up Livramento way. Shout out to Livramento and my FPL. He was on my bench, but he came through. Last week was atrocious. I forgot to change my captain. I made the subs, and I forgot to change my captain. I brought in Ferran Torres. He didn't play. So Livramento was on the bench.
So he
came off for Ferran Torres. So that that worked out in the end. Chelsea beat Zenit. Wow. Liverpool won. If you observe, only United in the whole of England went to Champions League and embarrassed us. Even Europe embarrassed us. Lost to young...
At least my club is in Europe.
Lost to young boys. You cannot shunt this banter to us now. You lost to young boys. The name of the club is Young Boys.
I don't even have a comeback.
It's okay.
Like, I hope Oli is seeing this.
It's okay.
But in my defense...
What in your defense?
We
you don't have defense.
Card.
You consider two goals. What is
no,
your
in
defense?
In my defense, we had a red card.
Which
literally.
Defense? A funny thing did happen in the next United game. De Gea caught his first
De Gea caught in seven.
In how many?
Years.
Ah, God.
Since 24.
God punish West Ham. That Banter Cup was about to be full. Lose to young boys. Draw West Ham like okra. We move.
Oh, my. De Gea, I was shook.
In all of this, Cristiano still scored, though.
Cristiano has scored in every game he has.
Brother is inevitable. The real test is coming. Tomiyasu. He hasn't faced Tomiyasu. Anyway, that's that. Premier League did happen.
Yeah. Southampton held City to a draw. What is Hassan Hutu up to?
Who knows what Hassan Hutu is hurting? Nobody we know. But all I'm saying is that they brought Livramento and everybody's been drawing all the big boys. Don't worry, we'll show all of you how to beat Southampton. Just carry Jota.
Speaking of Chelsea, they beat Tottenham.
Cooked Spurs. Blood clot. See, I don't be talking about my club too much. Liverpool beat Crystal Palace 3-0. Fuck. But if you watch the games over the weekend, you see that United played against West Ham, and that game looked difficult. I watched the United West Ham game, so I went into the Chelsea game with apprehension, like fuck. West Ham was tough. Spurs summoned the Avengers. Kane started. Son recovered from injury. Started Ndombele.
They
played all their new defenders. Espiritu Santo brought the Holy Spirit. How we still cook these brothers? Like,
Can't they shoot from outside? See, your coach has to be doing like some serious Black drugs. Like, this man say, I'm gonna take on Mount and bring on Kante.
Remove Mason Mount. Brother N'Golo Kante.
And put Kante in the same position
Technically, he wasn't in the same position. He instead switched to three midfielders and two players up front.
God.
So until when he removed Havertz for Werner, it was Havertz and Lukaku up front.
Then so like you were playing five.
It was 5-3-2. But
which
this
brings
is,
my question.
Yes.
Do you think you people play defensive football?
No. I have Louis Van Gaal on my side. So, I don't know what people are saying. The general belief that Chelsea plays defensive football is... If you watch a Chelsea game, you see how high the line is, first of all. There's nothing defensive about the line. The pockets are closed in dimensions. The moment...
Guy, Pep is never going to leave this down.
All I'm saying is that in the moment when we removed Mount, who was part of a front three, and brought on Kante to add to a midfield three, we began to attack more. So
it was shocking.
I genuinely don't believe that Chelsea plays defensive football at all. Not one draw.
We watched that game, and that game was like Alonso is a bastard.
Don Marco Alonso is inevitable.
Okay. Alonso will mess up, then cross one corner.
You should have seen, ask Adam. I almost cussed him out because he said Alonso should play over Chiwo. I was like, fuck, what the fuck are you saying? Because up until that point,
Alonso,
he was playing rubbish.
Then Alonso cross corner
kick for the first goal.
Thiago Silva, no.
Almost scored his own.
Alonso was leaving left wing back and entering number 9 position. That brother
is inevitable.
That brother is a 9. I'm sorry for Chiwo.
I love you, Chile, but Alonso is inevitable, bro. I have one more thing to talk about in the Chelsea game before we move. Mason Mount. They made banner for that boy. Since that banner was erected, he has refused to rise. There's something about his play that stresses me sometimes. His inability to pick a pass. Mason Mount has everything else, except that inability to pick a pass. It is a miracle that Kai Havertz's Champions League goal was assisted by Mason Mount. Because, I don't know. I genuinely believe that he plays better when he plays from deep. Because when Mason Mount is in the final third, he seems to be thinking of scoring himself instead of playing people in most of the time. He would do it 1 in 10 times. But the remaining 9 times, you will see. If you watch the Chelsea game, we had a 3-on-2. So it was Kai Havertz, Romelu Lukaku, and Mason Mount running at... Okay, Emerson was tracking back, but it was the centre-backs. Havertz was peeling off to the left, Lukaku to his right. And he does not give any of them the ball. He only gives Lukaku the ball in a position that Lukaku can no longer shoot. When he gives Lukaku the ball, Lukaku's only option is to return the ball to him. Mason Mount does it, Marcos Alonso does it. It is insane. And I don't know. Normally, when we are building a play, that's fine. But in a place where you have a... Maybe you didn't trust your nines before. But your nine is Romelu Lukaku now, bro.
He will shoot and
score. Right or left. He will shoot and score. And then you give him the ball in a place where he can... Like, he literally could only side foot it back to him. Then we take off Mount and we score second goal. Granted, it was, you know, it was a big deflection. And the third goal is a Timo Werner, another inevitable brother. It's a Timo Werner assist. Liverpool cooked Crystal Palace. No response.
Who scored the third goal?
Who knows? Was I even watching? At some point, see, I need to start.
Rudiger!
Oh, for us, Rudiger.
Hustle.
Best defender in the league right now. The commentator said, Adam said, there he scored. So my God never flopped. So that's that. So I guess we've talked about Chelsea to the best of my knowledge.
Let me talk about my team now. Because, see, since when Klopp complained that they were giving us too many penalties?
Not gotten anyone.
You saw that game, Wem. Me and you saw that game.
Okay, I'm going to be as honest as I can be.
Yes. At least one.
The Zuma challenge was debatable. I would give it as a pen, but I'm not a professional referee. The first one, who fouled him?
Kufa.
The Kufa one was a pen. Like, it was a clear penalty. It's a miracle that, like, I cannot believe that they did not give it. You know, I hate my... You people know that I hate my... So I'll not lie.
Me, apart from... I knew that, obviously, we're not going to lose the game because away FC. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to see who was going to play penalty. I want to... Like, even free kick around at the edge of the 18.
But also, like, in the same vein, I also need you to be honest about something. The Suchek foul... Like, the one that they didn't give for West Ham before they gave them the other handball pen. Was that a foul by Wan-Bissaka and Suchet? Alpha, I wish you could be here so that you defend this, but Alpha says that because there might have been an offside in the running, he doesn't think it's a pen. But they didn't check for possible offside. Okay, they checked for penalty.
It was not a direct tackle. Wan-Bissaka was attacking the ball. Mm-hmm. And Suchet... his leg.
Do you remember?
But like, it looked a pen.
This brother slid him. Looked a pen. Thank God they see. I know that Ojoro cancels,
but like Martin Atkinson, I never want to see that brother.
Chelsea's on. We have a problem with bald referees. We're trying to avoid them. Any referee with hair loss needs to go.
Remember Andre Marina?
Fuck that brother. Thank God he went to Is it China?
Thank God. Dude.
Thank God they gave him big money.
The only Mark Clattenburg.
Clattenburg as well. God. Clattenburg was like, fuck. Like, you just see Clattenburg and you just...
You're losing this game.
Nah, bro.
Clattenburg took over from Howard Webb.
Clattenburg was wicked. It's not even... Clattenburg was an asshole to Chelsea. This one, I'm sure of it. You cannot tell me otherwise. Ha!
Nah, those refs were
atrocious. I'm not saying that they're not like good referees, but it's like their brain farts used to summon when it's time for, like, all of a sudden they're like, no, must ref rubbish.
You know, I'm just going to say this. Jay Ling balling again.
Jesse Lingard.
Jesse Lingard came off the bench again and told Ole, boss, you need to start.
I like Jesse Lingard because we've discussed this on the pod now. I used to have the same biased views towards him, but like, why should a player not be happy? Why should a player not dance? It's not like he's playing rubbish. It's not like Lingard was playing rubbish, but man, United fans are extremely critical. Football fans generally are extremely critical of antics. It's why there's a tinge. The white players don't have rhythm, so they can't dance.
It's racism.
There's a tinge of racism.
It's racism. Mm-mm. There's nothing you would tell me.
It's why, let's not even start with Graham Souls. Let's just leave Graham Souls.
You can't win with Graham Souls.
Can't win with
him. How do you give 4 assists in one game and Graham Souls says you were not tracking back enough?
See, let's just forget about
leave
it.
Leave that man.
Let's leave Graham Souls alone.
Owen was complaining that, like, the only problem he had with the Lingard goal was that Lingard didn't celebrate.
Yeah, like, what's the point? He played for them for 6 months. It's not that deep. No. But me, I told you, like, I understand why. Honestly, me, I go dance. Nothing can stop these movements. Let me mistakenly score you. No matter who you are, if you like, be the person that gave me, I'm dancing. especially if I know how to dance. I mean, right now, the only thing that stopped me from breaking into dance everywhere is I don't know how to dance. If I knew how to dance, any small thing calls for a Bollywood number.
Lingard scored that goal. Remember, small made Declan Rice follow and begin dance. Declan Rice, they say, oh, wait.
But you watch Declan Rice. Do you want him?
No.
Why not?
I want Bissouma.
He's Bissouma. Yeah, that one has died at the end of. You want another hair dye player?
Yes.
I wish you good luck.
Look, for me, yeah.
Let me explain.
I'm coming.
Okay.
Declan Rice is a box-to-box midfielder. He's a box-to-box type of DM.
And what is Bissouma?
Bissouma is basically a destroyer that can carry the ball. That's what Bissouma is. Bissouma is an indeedy ball with better footwork.
Okay. I was about to say that Bissouma is not what you want, a dread DM. I was about to say Bissouma is not that.
I want you to sit down there.
Of course, Bissouma is going to sit and spoil ball, but he's not an archetypal destroyer.
But like Bissouma came out recently, like 2 days ago, and said that were there interest. He was like, yeah, like the reason he did not move to any of the big teams is maybe because it's not his time yet. But like he wants to play in the Champions League, and he's like, whenever the time comes, he's ready. And I'm like, holy.
And he'll be worth 50 million. You'll not spend
money. 35. He's like, this is the second to the last year in his contract.
Oh, you'll go very cheap.
35. Brighton will be very happy. They'll go and sign somebody from Finland or South Africa.
They like that place.
They like those places.
Pesitao. Anyway. Bissouma does. I think Bissouma solves your problem.
Bissouma solves our problem, but for the meantime,
McTominay.
Did you see that boy? McTominay against West Ham.
I'm not even the biggest like fan, but McTominay is fundamental.
Collect the ball.
Sideways pass. Give it to Ronaldo. Give it to Pogba. Give it.
Give them the ball, oh.
What did Liverpool play last night?
They
Capital
won.
They won
3-0. Minamino 2 goals. Origi 1.
I heard that Konate played finally.
Konate started against Crystal Palace.
Ah, bro, no wonder those people did not see ball.
No, Konate wanted to kill
them. I hear he's impervious.
And do you know what it means that Konate was running with Zaha?
So he's rapid.
Zaha could not believe his eyes. Zaha thought he was the normal now. So Zaha put the ball on the run.
That boy is about to give Van Dijk peace of mind. That's not a slander, Matip.
It's not even good, man.
Matip is like Van Dijk. Nobody talks about it enough, but Matip is that same slow, deceptive. I watch a compilation of Matip runs from defense, and I'm like, shit, that's not a DM, that's not a mid. Like, he just carries the ball, rolls, he pushes, very, very slow. Doesn't look like he's. Yeah. Maybe that's why people don't rate him.
Doesn't look serious.
The same problem that some people have with Van Dijk, that he doesn't commit. He doesn't look. Maybe.
Can't believe Liverpool have gone from Van Dijk to Konate, from Kabak and Phillips.
Injury.
They're playing Kabak and Phillips.
That was a fun time.
Rashford saw it and like.
Even Werner cooked those brothers.
I was like, hell no.
That was a fun time.
Oh, but right now, Kabak is at Norwich, man.
But right now, they bought him.
Yeah, they bought
him. But right now, Chelsea and Liverpool are level
on
everything. That's insane. Goals forwarded, goals allowed, goal difference.
The only reason results. Chelsea is up is because Chelsea drew.
We scored at Anfield. That's the only reason we're currently topping them. Imagine winning the league based on scoring at Anfield.
Or alphabet.
They wouldn't do alphabet. That's insane.
This season looks like a season that is going to be like that.
It's going to be great.
So like that's why like if you
can't score anybody cook.
You see if you score them 8.
That's why I was living when Chelsea were missing chances against Spurs. Cook these brothers.
That's why I was shouting for those penalties. If I see 5 penalties for one game,
score as many goals as you can. It's about to be a United City kind of goal difference season.
If everybody
continues like this, City are going to pick up steam eventually. Chelsea and Liverpool are looking like, no, it doesn't, it's not, every day you drop points.
You're
going to drop points. So like, everybody, there's going to be a balance. So in the end, it's going to come down to who can win as many of the kids as we can.
The kids are just looking up like, yeah.
These people are, see, I knew that Chelsea looked a team. Villa gave us a tough time and we beat them 3-0.
I don't want to play them.
Villa gave us a tough time and we beat them 3-0. Spurs came out angry. Yeah. They played like they wanted
3-0.
3-0. You come and collect your point, your three and go right now. Who knows if that changes? But right now, everybody is getting cooked.
The standard now, three. Or is it jersey sponsor?
Three on the jersey, three in your post. You are collecting three. Don't waste my time. Right now, like I don't want to get cocky. That's why it is. So I'm still uneasy when I watch us
slip up. Play Chelsea.
Bro, Thiago Silva held Rapid Son.
Thiago Silva said, no.
And they really if you observe, they switched Kane and Son. So Kane was deeper and Son was running in behind. The goal was to use Thiago and run him. That nigga did not lose a single duel to Son. Not one. Kane came. He did not lose. Kane left him, moved to Christensen, no joy. Moved to Rudiger, nothing. See, these players are not, I'm not going to say they are not world class, but like, surely they are not the best in the world. But I think it's what good coaching does. Like, they are well coached.
And now we're going to talk about Rudiger shit house, Rudiger.
If he's not your team, you hate him. Today is not the day. This is an Indomie episode. And we are going to talk about one more thing before we leave. Juventus.
Who needs Ronaldo? Who needs Ronaldo?
19th.
You! 19th. You, bro. You need
you. You, apparently. Oh, God. Okay, not one more thing because there's another thing. But Juventus.
Allegri just did it. Right? So, what do I want to do now?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
Like, that's what Ronaldo like. Ronaldo practically wins you games, bro.
Forget the Ronaldo thing. Like, what of the remaining players?
Locatelli.
They bought Locatelli. They have, what's this boy's name?
They have Moiskin.
Moiskin. They bought this brother on the cheap from his team. Oh, this Fiorentina guy.
Kulusevski.
No, not Kulusevski. They have that one.
They have that one. Chiesa?
Yes!
They have that one.
Pennies on a dime for Federico Chiesa.
Those boys are bullying the clubs in Italy and getting all their top players.
But only to be 19.
19? You cannot even finish 7.
Inter Milan, AC Milan, Napoli.
Napoli.
That was the last thing I wanted to talk about. Napoli was Victor Osimhen.
Osimhen said, Ronaldo is gone. It's my home now.
Ronaldo and Lukaku left.
I'm the captain
now. What a coincidence. Ah, wow. Feels like a good season to chase the boots. Unhinged. Nobody's stopping him.
Yeah,
shout out to Victor Osimhen. I saw a great goal that he scored against Leicester.
This boy, Napoli were losing 2-0. And I was like, Leicester did not do anything wrong. They sat deep. They defended like the proper English.
Victor Osimhen did.
But Osimhen said, the first goal, nobody could have done anything. This guy got the ball at the edge of the 18, made a pass, got into position, beat the first man, beat the second man. The ball, I don't know how managed, but the ball was in the air. Beat the first man, beat the second man, ball was in the air.
Mobbed keeper.
At that point, if Schmeichel comes out, they lob him. If he stays in his post, they give him a hot shot. So he comes out, Osimhen just lobs him and turns back, comes again, scores the second goal. Osimhen, after he scores the second goal, he's like, we're not done here, we're chasing the hat trick. And I'm like, stop this, brother.
That injury kind of slowed him down last year. So yeah, it's good that he's kind of back now.
Osimhen, he tweeted, he was like, yeah, this is a fantastic season. I'm like, God, they have given this.
Napoli spent a shitload of money on Osimhen. Like, we don't talk about it. That was a lot. Like, it sounded insane.
Converted to Nigerian. I'm sure when Osimhen had the money, he opened his calculator.
Times 500.
Times 700.
700 is pounds. Times 700. Fuck. Now, that's insane, though.
If you pay that amount of money for me, I'll bring my family to this stadium.
All of us
every week, for you now.
We are fighting for you. My cousins are scrubbing the floor. One of them is the kid man. We are done. See, we are yours till we die. What is
80 million?
That's the most expensive transfer for a Nigerian, yeah?
That's top three for an African.
Yeah, that's top three for an African. That's mad. So maybe it's good that he's coming good.
Oh, guy. Osimhen just him and Tammy, like, he looks like a very good race. Him and Tammy look like the same type of strikers.
Lanky.
They have the same build.
Lean muscle.
Mourinho said, Mourinho, like, you know, this is what Mourinho said when he came to Spurs. He told King, I will make you the best striker in the
world. You will explode.
And Harry Kane had how many goals, how many assists most last season?
Good coaching. Good. Shouts to Ole.
And now he comes and says, what I am building in Tammy Abraham.
Gareth Southgate.
He said, I'm building a monster for Gareth Southgate. And if Southgate cannot see it, then I'll advise Tammy to change nationalities. Now, the problem is,
we can't have Tammy.
We can't have Tammy and Osimhen. Terem is here.
So like when Senior we wanted Kelechi.
Don't forget Ahmed Musa.
Our old man. Young. He's
27.
Man.
Stop that.
With seven kids. No, he has just three, I'm joking, or two.
Okay. It is so before we go, do you think if Tammy does make the switch, where does he play in AFCON ball? AFCON is January.
Tammy would thrive in AFCON ball. I don't know how to explain it. AFCON ball does not require vibes. You don't need sauce.
Let me tell you what I need. Tammy switches. It's very simple. Play 4-4-2. Tammy Osimhen.
I want Terem in my lineup. What is in his vibes?
But
all this tonight.
Osimhen Terem will kill because the both of them can hold the ball. And like if one person holds the ball, the other person is making. Every defense in Africa Chukwueze. Is going to. Hey, that one is
the last player I need is who? Noni.
I want Noni Madueke.
Noni Madueke.
I want Ebere Chieze.
I want Michael Olise. I want the Infinity Stones of everybody. Young European ballers. But that's a topic for another day.
See, we need to make like an AFCON episode.
The AFCON ball episode is coming. It needs to be close to AFCON though.
Like, yeah. When during that Club World Cup time.
Mm-hmm.
Make the AFCON episode.
AFCON ball. Good.
AFCON ball is another thing. Balling in the streets of Libreville.
Mid Civil War.
In a ball, then
mid, mid Civil War Nations Cup.
Nothing kills me more than South Sudan.
Oh, God. See ya.
Let's not.
Let's just be. Who's top of Syria?
Napoli.
Napoli. That's mad.
Napoli and Roma. Napoli have a better goal difference.
French League.
PSG.
Are you just assuming?
It's PSG.
What have they done?
They haven't lost this season.
They played Lyon 1-1, right?
Yeah.
That's fair.
But like, Messi is injured currently.
Spain,
Real Madrid. Yeah, Messi is injured though.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people leaving and another person being the captain, Messi left. Benzema said.
Yeah, Benz is having a great season. Real Madrid generally are having six goals. Real Madrid are having a great season.
Camavinga, bro.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it now.
Edu said, let's play.
He's only 18. 18, 19?
And he wanted this move.
No, it only makes sense. Did he renew?
He didn't renew. He told them he wasn't going
to. He needed to move now so that his team could get some money. Same thing that Bellingham did for Birmingham.
Bellingham signed the contract, then moved 6 months later.
Yeah.
That's money laundry.
Birmingham was kind of almost in administration. Like Derby is in administration right now. Okay. They got a 12-point deduction. So they are -2.
This guy.
That means they won 14 points. Fuck.
They were 12. Oh, when Rooney was doing a good job, and he was paying some of the staff out of his pocket, he was paying for the away trips himself.
That's sad.
So like, what do you want this man to do?
You need a talented player. Just sell him.
Sign me. That's what you
sign
need.
Sign Adam.
Debbie,
call me.
Call me.
Call me. I'm the agent. Thank you guys.
I'm Nigeria. £1,000 a week. I'm good. I'll ball for you every Monday to Sunday.
£30 a week right now with my current account balance. I don't run play ball. Thank you guys.
We really did the Indomie episode.
Yeah, we made it. We need to stop talking now so that it's an Indomie episode.
Let me beg. I beg, if you're in Calabar and you see me on Marian,
squeeze
like one Kimika I used to 1-4.
1-4.
True. Suya.
Mm-hmm. Transport. We don't have transport for the food either. 1-4 would do. Thank you guys for listening. And hopefully we'll have guests next week. School is kicking my ass in particular. So
it's about to kick mine.
So we're gonna see you guys on the other side of this hellhole. Shout out to Sam. Sam is a doctor now.
Say Dr. Sam.
Shout out to Dr. Sam.
Shout out to Dr. Funke.
And Dr. Funke.
That's
and
my doctor crush.
Doctor, who else? Has any other person on the pod?
Dr. Sat, best graduate student.
Arsenal have won something. Check the who win the best. He won the best last Monday. Shout out to Sat. And hopefully he has time to come back on the pod now.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor. We'll try our best to bring him.
Upper echelon people. Only for you guys. Thank you guys. I will see you next week.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Have combo.